was just awesome, and we were jealous of the weather that you guys were having up there. And
that was nice for a couple of days.
Be sure to take this copy of that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right. I'll make sure, because...
By the way, as far as afternoons...
Ah, it's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
Rusty, if you're listening...
He did a great job.
I did not do that. That was Greg.
It is... wow. Look at the time.
8:02.
Yeah.
Golly.
Got to move it along here because we're supposed to be playing Fox News right now.
Oops.
Before we get there.
They're waiting for us, right?
Fox. Yes.
That's right. They are so waiting on us because we are newspaper material, people.
Stations across the country are saying, where's Fox News? Now, Montgomery is holding
on. Not ready.
Again. I don't want to hear what Chris Foster has to say anyway.
I know. You were yelling at him last hour.
Oh, listen. The Trump rally in Tulsa added 500 cases to Oklahoma COVID, but the riots and giant gatherings did nothing.
Exactly.
I'm sick of it. Just sick of it. The spin. Fitzpatrick, when the news starts to get you, Fitzpatrick Nursery is the greenhouse.
Good segue.
It's a nursery, of course, but we call it Fitzpatrick Greenhouses because that's how you'll find them on Facebook. I urge you to visit them on Facebook because they have so many photos and 3D photos and videos that will take you up and down aisle after aisle after aisle of big blooming plants at unbelievably low prices. Cash check business. Everything we have purchased, I'd say total about 20 different types of plants, including some Better Boy tomatoes, flourishing, colors that almost seem surreal. They're so vivid. And selection, they've got it. Plus, Clay Forer and his staff can tell you how to get... Like, for example, I needed something solid color for the front of the house that would draw out the recent painting work we've done. And he gave me something that can sit in the sun all day and be just fine. Perfect. Great color. Perfect match for the location. That's what I'm talking about. So you'll get maximum value out of your purchase. Fitzpatrick Greenhouses... A wonderful drive, 15, 20 minutes off Vaughan Road to 110, just past mile marker 22, right after Macon East Academy, and you'll see it there on your left. Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, and look at them on Facebook.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Rioting, looting, vandalism. It's getting out of control. And liberal Soros-backed judges and prosecutors giving them a free ride makes it worse. That's why Republicans need to re-elect Judge Beth Kellum to the Court of Criminal Appeals on Tuesday. Beth Kellum, tough, strong, conservative. Beth Kellum stands with our police in the fight against the criminal element burning down our cities and with law-abiding citizens protecting their families.
I'm Judge Beth Kellum. When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. The tough part is separating fact from fiction. That's where experience counts.
Judge Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and the conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Judge Beth Kellum. Keep Alabama safe. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 241511, Montgomery, 36124. BethKellum.com.
And now a star is born. On July 9th, 1954, the world welcomed Shark Tank's Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary.
Well, Mom, your water broke. Contractions started, your cervix dilated, and he made his way down the birth canal. And for that reason, he's out.
Kevin O'Leary, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Hang on, Chad, with you right after Fox at 8.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. It's another daily record for coronavirus cases across the country with more than 60,000 infections reported Wednesday. This is a fight over when to send students back to school intensifies.
President Trump wants them back in the classroom, but there are many local officials who say it's just not safe enough.
President Trump tweeted, quote, in Germany, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and many other countries, schools are open with no problems. The Dems think it would be bad for them politically if U.S. schools open before the November election, but is important for the children and families. May cut off funding if not open.
Fox's Rich Edson. And the number of people filing for first-time jobless help last week, 1.31 million. That is better than expected. In the 16th straight week, initial claims remained above a million. America's listening to Fox News.
Check out Twitter today. You'll see that we have tested 40 million people with the arrival of additional testing. That's another reason why numbers are... Most people are asymptomatic.
Yeah.
Have you reading? You know, a lot of major leaguers have tested and gotten it. Some got sick, like Freddie Freeman. Most didn't even know they had it.
58 in the MLB. 58 players and six more other people.
First, they're screaming, there's not enough tests. Now there's a ton of tests. More people are testing positive. It's
hard to listen to a newscast anymore.
It really has become impossible, except for, well, me. Here's Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, Chad.
Hey. And notice they never tell you that the deaths have been cut in half since April and May.
Oh, no, the death rate's been... plummeting.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I know several people that have been diagnosed with it and have no symptoms. You know, or have a slight symptom for a day or two, like a runny nose or whatever.
Yeah, right.
You know? So everybody did a great job while you're out. But I got to tell you, I would turn on the radio and I just kept hearing these four words in your app in these uncertain times.
Right. Right.
Was it an uncertain time while I was gone? Did you guys feel uncertain?
Yeah. It was. We were dealing with these troubling times.
Troubling times. If I hear that or a version of that, every commercial uses that same phrase.
But Chad, it is. It's okay to not be okay right now.
But you know what? You know what really is amazing? If you watch a commercial break on television, the percentage of advertising that's geared around COVID
is now
98%. Yeah. Roughly.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
It's funny. We did a writer's workshop through the Muscle Shoals Songrooms, and that was actually one of our discussions because one of our workshops was writing for commercial music and writing our jingles. Mm-hmm. And we actually had a piece of footage put together that was a ton of different commercials that have either reused footage from the last 10 years and reused their same type of slogans that was back when 9/11 happened.
Mm. But rewrote
it to be around COVID.
Right. Wow.
And talked about the customer service, and the whole point behind it was you're supposed to be doing that anyway, so why are you hammering that message now?
Yeah.
And so it was interesting to have to write the commercial music about that.
We have an uncertain forecast with Rich in just a minute.
Well,
a troubling forecast too.
Hey, but Greg, the absurdity of it is I'm watching this commercial on gutter guard, and it's in these uncertain times.
What?
I'm like, to keep the leaves out of my gutter? I mean,
wow.
Seriously?
In the uncertain event that you fall off your ladder while cleaning out the gutters, here is your solution.
Right. I'm like, I appreciate you wanting to be with us during COVID, but it has absolutely nothing to do with gutters. So, anyway, we're glad to have you back. I'm sure Rich is glad to have you back, and I know they want breakfast. Did you bring breakfast?
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yes, he brought breakfast.
You ought to see the picture, and it's posted, of this morning's BLT. It was
delicious.
It was almost as large as the Empire State Building.
did you get some bacon from Boone, North Carolina?
Pretty
good ham and bacon.
Here from Food Outlet last Sunday, I picked it up.
It was a cost
crispy
plus 10%,
bacon.
Wasn't it? I'm sorry.
Well, you were about $4 a pound on thick bacon at Food Outlet.
Are you sure?
Well,
I'm not exaggerating.
You were in God's country.
I was. It was beautiful.
So, Beautiful time. Well, listen, good to talk to you guys. Everybody have a great day.
You too. Likewise. Thanks, Jen.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
For over 5 hours now, we've been watching this corridor of rain, which is missing us, but getting a lot of people drenched from Demopolis all the way down to Andalusia and moving southeast. Just a corridor of nice showers. Anyway, our forecast is a hotter forecast, and the number of storms on the radar later on this afternoon will be down from what we've seen 3 days this week. There'll be still some nice downpours around, but not as many to go around. Very humid tonight, low 75 after today's high of 90. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's getting hotter, with a high around 93 Friday, mid-90s Saturday, mid to upper 90s Sunday, heat index into the 105 danger range or higher, with scattered thunderstorms around for a few lucky communities. It'll cool you down for a little while. I think we're going to see a heat advisory. They haven't issued one yet, but I think that will happen over the weekend. And the heat persists next week. Right now, this morning, I've got the new temperature. It just came in from the airport. Actually, we're going to use Maxwell because they're at 73 right now, with cloudy skies at 814.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
All right, let's play a game.
Let's play a game. Greg, what are we playing?
We are playing, we're going to do the conundrum here.
Okay, good, because it's a good one. We got automatic
unanimity. Yeah, that thing.
So according to researchers, the average person will spend 11 hours a year doing this.
Okay.
It's not a particularly productive time, we'll say.
Correct.
Little hint. Okay. So what is it that you spend an average of 11 hours a year doing? Now let's go to the prize closet. And Jay, and what are you coming out of there with?
I'm coming out with a $10 gift certificate to Seafood Bistro.
All right. So there's your incentive. What is it the average person will spend 11 hours a year doing? And I actually have a story to tell along these lines.
Would it be sitting at the I-85 and Eastern Boulevard waiting for that light to change?
No, sitting at AUM and the light on Taylor Road, that one.
That one takes forever.
I never catch that on green going southbound.
Yeah.
Never. And then southbound or northbound traffic gets to go. The left turn lane into the university stays the same all day whether classes are in session or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 5 minutes for left turns. How do we get to there from this contest? Our number is 272-9228, but I don't ask Jesse to give the number.
Mm-hmm, because I was ready now. I was like, yes.
I can ask for callers. You can be more seductive.
I can persuade them.
More seductive.
Call it. More seductive.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I meant.
Well.
Was that in the article?
No, we're not.
Not in the article, no.
Minds are running amok. Go ahead, give me the number.
All right, it's 272-9228. Be sure to call in for your chance to win a
$10
Seafood Bistro gift card. 272-9228.
That's the speed.
You know what's cool about Jesse? She could actually make her own music with
I bet she could come up with lyrics for that song.
All right, come on. I was hearing about great phone participation while I was away, and now I'm back and I'm seeing blanks.
Well, I mean, it didn't kick off like that for us either.
We had a nice Tuesday.
Tuesday was a good day. Yeah. Monday, we were getting our grip, kind of getting in the groove.
Yesterday was a little off.
Yesterday, you know, I had callers saying that we had a good day, but they really enjoyed Tuesday. We were on it Tuesday.
I think he's going to play it as a replay
program. Oh, for Saturday? Oh, yay, for Sunday. Yeah. Awesome.
Well, then I will make sure I listen so I can see what I missed when I was away.
Yes.
While Jay is queuing up the call, if you go to Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook, you'll see the group I refer to as Jeff Mallinson. He's wearing the white shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And his merry band of Floriers.
The group.
And you can tell from the smiles, this is a group that is out to give you the best possible shopping experience at GFD. And these folks have to know the inventory because it's an enormous building that is just stacked with unbelievable choices.
They do great work.
I don't know if it's three or four stories, but it's, I mean, when you walk in, it's a little overwhelming. So when you're looking to do a particular type of flooring, either replacing one that you currently have or upgrading from what you currently have to something else, just let them know, and they know where it is. They'll take you where you need to go. You're not going to be wasting time. You'll get a wholesale price on whatever you pick. It'll be installed by a Georgia Floors Direct installer, and you're going to be happy when it's done. Stop by and see this amazing team open 9 to 7 at 1965 Eastern Boulevard. That's right across from Lowe's, and you can reach out via phone at 244-7004.
Our first suggestion on the new show.
I love it. I just read it.
A bunch of bulls and a cowgirl.
I love it.
Print it. Bunch of bulls and a cowgirl.
Bunch of bulls and a cowgirl. I love it.
All right. Joe is in on this conundrum, something that the average person will spend 11 hours a year doing.
Going to the bathroom.
Oh, okay. That's good.
That's a good one.
That would be nice. Yeah. Let's find out if going potty is the winning answer.
Going potty.
It isn't.
It was a good guess, though.
But it's something you could do while you're going potty.
Yes, it is something you can do while you're going potty.
Oh, yes, it's true.
272-9228, Ken.
Hi.
Hey, is it staring into the refrigerator?
Oh, that's
really a good one.
That's really good. It's not the answer. But it's
I love
that. That's a great one. And for me, it's more like 22 hours a year.
Exactly.
Why is it we go to the refrigerator expecting to see something
different
that jumped in while we were
gone,
a few minutes ago. Right.
Well, I can say we do because I've got teenage kids who bring home food.
Oh.
It's awesome, man.
Well, my mom would always, get on me about keeping the refrigerator door open. You think something magically just appeared in there? Yeah, but that's true. That's a good one. That's not it. But thank
appreciate
you.
It,
you appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. I did that last night, and I found a meatloaf. A hunk of meatloaf.
Don't they have new ones now that you can look inside?
Yeah. Those people.
Yeah, you can actually knock on the doors now and see. The technology now that we feel that we have to have,
right,
where you make a list on your fridge now and it syncs to your phone. I'm like, make a grocery list, write it down.
For heaven's sakes, I know.
Good grief. There's a Dollar General just around the corner.
Now your refrigerator is ordering food from
it's ordering food for you. Did y'all see the new workout mirror? It's called the Mirror. And it is a workout program that you watch on a mirror that comes up, and you can boot it up in your bedroom, wherever you want it, and it's like a holographic
mirror on the wall.
I've
who's
seen
the fattest of them all?
For that, but I don't expect to see that mirror in my bedroom.
I don't either.
Okay, you sure is ugly,
Gaylord.
Hey. You take these tweezers, and you kind of do like ear hairs and nose hairs, and spend that time in plucking eyebrows, baby.
Plucking eyebrows is
not it.
Sorry.
Oh, come on now.
<That's close.
laughs> Okay, bye. I'm a sore loser.
Thanks, Gaylord. You don't win the pork chops. David.
It's funny that you talk about gutters because I just had new ones put on my house yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And gutters ain't as cheap as they used to be.
Well, sometimes this show is in the gutter.
Yeah.
Well.
I'm going to say checking your email.
Checking email's a good
11 hours a year checking email. That sounds like it could be a winner, but it isn't.
Boy, I need to delete some.
Yeah.
Just too many
have
in my inbox.
Guys.
Yeah.
Bye. How about Jeff? Jeff, what do you think?
You said you could be doing this while in the bathroom, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
you could be anywhere, really.
How about working on your
fingernails? Mm-mm.
Not it. No, but I buffed mine in the car on the way to boom.
That's
because my daughter and her mother notice stuff like that, and it drives me nuts. Smoking Otis.
Hey, couldn't hardly hear some of the answers, Greg, but let me try brushing your teeth.
Okay, that's good.
Teeth, but that's good.
Not
oh, I got Dennis at 11 o'clock. I got to remember. 10 o'clock this morning. I got to remember. Go ahead.
Ooh, you're in an awfully good mood for somebody that's got to go to the dentist.
Well, it's just a regular checkup that was supposed to happen in April, but it got COVIDed out.
Oh. JP.
Yes.
What do you think? What's this activity? Actually, we're not really doing anything, but we spend 11 hours a year doing it.
Well, I was going with brushing your teeth. But.
Oh. That's you don't have another one? We just had that one.
No, I don't.
You got one more?
All right. Good guess, though. Thank you. All right.
It can be very monotonous.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if there's some terrible music going on.
Oh, yeah.
That really helps. That's a big...
When we get the answer, I'll tell my story because that was part of the equation.
That's horrible music. A really good... Good hint.
We got somebody who's on hold right now.
Hey, Mr. Sandman.
Hello, sir.
How are you, David?
Good morning. Oh, I'm good. How about all y'all? Yeah.
We're doing great.
We're good.
Greg's back.
But Jesse's in the paper today.
Yes!
Yay! All right. I hope you have good fame and fortune off of it.
Me too. So. You know, I'm waiting for that royalty check to come in.
Yeah, I've been waiting for 67 years. So. But we are going to have a sale, a continuing sale. Technically, the Memorial Day sale ends on the 11th.
You mean the Independence Day?
Memorial Day is a really long time ago. Yeah, but you know, Memorial Day was better, so I've had a Memorial Day sale. Yeah.
I got you. Okay.
You know, 4th of July sales are not very good. It's not a shopping day. Mm. You know, so it's and really, holiday sales for the last few years, and this is nationwide, not just have not been that productive.
Washington's birthday.
People realize that there's not really any deals they're going to get on that day or weekend that they won't get, you know, before that or after that. Right. So, you know, you don't have the huge crowds. But the advantage of that is that your staff is not overwhelmed with, you know, 50 people in the store at one time trying to get that, you know, $99 color TV set or whatever. So, but we are having a sale. I was looking. I did a bed and headboard inventory this weekend, and I've got way too many. Some of them I've had around a while, and they're nice. They just some of them I hadn't had room to put out. I've got a bunch of odd full size beds and headboards and extra king size that I don't have a lot of king size mattresses on the floor, so I have trouble putting those out. So, you know, a bunch of king headboards, you know, under at $99 to $149. Complete king beds with a headboard, footboard, and rails for under $299. Full headboards in the $129, $139 range. A complete bed, you know, $249, $299 for some really nice ones. And of course, great sales on mattresses. And we have a lot of those in stock. You can pick up today, or we can deliver promptly. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway, across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6. Monday through Saturday.
We appreciate you, Mr. Sandman. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Well, when it's President's Day, people want to be with their families. Right?
Of course. And then there's President's Day Eve, too. That's a big deal.
When do you exchange gifts?
Oh, after midnight.
Here is Soldier Boy. Got a guess on this conundrum. The average person spends 11 hours a year doing what?
Waiting on hold.
Waiting on hold. I did give a good hint there.
Way to go.
The music.
When you said boring music, I said that's got to be it.
That's got to be it.
Your call is very important to us.
Yes.
Your call will be answered by the next available agent in the order it was received.
So before I went to Boone and saw the Verizon store, only to find it was closed for the COVID.
Right.
You call them. Unless you're willing to, it took me 50 minutes to talk to a human being waiting on hold.
I hate it.
You've now reached the Minneapolis Police Department due to fund cutbacks. Well, push 1 for murder, push 2 for assault.
Have you seen those? Right. Yeah, there's a lot of those out there, too. All right, hang on there, Soldier Boy. We will be right with you to get you lined up with $10 of great dining and seafood bistro. First, look at the roads at 825.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, they're calling it a traffic incident on Fairview Avenue at South Court Street. Police are on the scene directing traffic there. Use caution as you motor through. Also, a moderate crash on I-65 southbound on the ramp leading down to the West-South Boulevard. Maybe avoid that area if at all possible for the next little bit while they clean that up. We've still got a lot of traffic on the highways this morning. A lot inbound on the 31s. I-65 and 85 are busy through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up and drive carefully. Enroll now for fall classes at Trenum State. Your future's waiting. Go to trenumstate.edu and change your life. Trenum State. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Support your local food bank with a donation today at hashtag Together Alabama. Now more than ever, people are relying on the help from others. I'm Stuart Vance, reminding everyone we are in this together, Alabama.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
When your employees return to work or a customer enters your business, how do they know it's been cleaned, disinfected, and safe? Our Janie King yellow stickers can show everyone entering your facility that it's been cleaned and disinfected. Place a Janie King yellow sticker at your entrances to give your employees and customers peace of mind that this building has been cleaned and disinfected by the King of Clean. Go to JannieKingCleans.com now to find out more information and request a sticker today.
Janie King, the King of Clean.
Good news, guys. The internet's on sale. Like high-speed internet access to everything you love and need. Shopping, browsing, streaming at an unbelievably low price for a limited time. Switch to WOW today and get super fast internet 100 with no contracts and contact-free installation on sale for only $39.99 per month. And while you're at it, double the speed for just $5 more. Sign up today at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Thursday. Gotta got here quickly.
Yeah.
8:30 is the time on News Talk 93.1 FM, and Hardshell is on the phone.
Hey, hi.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to give everybody a heads up. I heard the traffic report, and they mentioned an issue on Fairview with police on the scene guiding traffic.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a different one because there are no police on the scene here. If you get off of 65 South, on to Fairview heading west. So you get off, turn right.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you turn right onto Fairview, there is a car completely stalled, shut down, just right in front of you in the right-hand lane, the lane you would naturally turn into. And then the next couple of lights are out. They're not blinking, flashing, or anything. They're just dead.
Okay.
That's on Fairview. Before they pick back up.
All right, westbound. Okay. All right.
Yeah, so if you're getting off 65 South on Fairview, be very careful and don't rear end that car that's just at a dead stop.
Gotcha.
Yeah, all right, you're a pretty creative guy. You ought to get in on this Name the Show contest we got going on Facebook.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll check in a little bit.
All right, thanks. I mean, we have Wake Up Montgomery, The Big Show, The Morning Stooges, The Witty Bunch, Three Men and a Superstar.
News from the Attic, The Wall Street Gang. We are located on Wall Street, folks.
Hey, not only that, if we're going to start a Wall Street gang, we should use this guy, Brant McDonald.
Oh, hey, Brant.
Who is here for the morning bell today.
Speaking of Wall Street.
Brant, there you are.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey,
how's
buddy.
It going?
How's this day starting out?
Yeah, so, you know, as you know, Greg, I'm always up early and try to, you know, draw a bead on what's going on, looking at overnight markets. You know, interestingly, the jobless claims numbers was the big thing this morning. Much better than expected, and continuing claims continued to drop. That actually really helped the market. We were down on the futures earlier this morning, I would say, in terms of Dow Jones futures, down roughly around 100 points or so.
We're up 34 now.
We're all the way. Yeah, there you go. So,
see, I told you we sit and we watch this in the morning. That's why I'm so glad you're able to call.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. You know, I'm like you guys. You know, I know you've told me and Rich has told me you like to look at that. Rich has figured out the YouTube channel where you can watch the Dow Jones.
That's right. the live ticker.
Yeah. So now, Rich, you get to live my life. It's like,
in the middle of the night, I'm watching, I feel like you, I'm watching Bloomberg, and I'm seeing the overseas markets and stuff like that. Wow.
I know it. Yeah, it is. It's interesting for sure. But, no, I think we'll have a pretty good day today. You know, it's the usual suspects, as we talk about on the afternoon show, and it's all these, you know, great companies that we use every day, Apple, Google, Netflix, Microsoft, Amazon.com. I mean, these companies have really led this market. Matter of fact, it's interesting. If you take them out and you just make every company equal weighted in the S&P 500, so, you know, in other words, you don't allow Apple or Microsoft as they, you know, their stock prices go up over the last few years. You know, it becomes a much greater weighting of the market. But if you equal weight them, then the market would be roughly 11% lower than it is right now for the year.
Wow.
Which is pretty significant in my world.
Yeah.
So you think about five companies sort of the stay-at-home companies. Let's call it what they are. I mean, all of us who have changed the way we function every day, mm-hmm. These are the companies that are benefiting the most, and so that there you go. That's what's leading us higher. So hopefully we'll have a pretty good day today.
Well, we'll check back with
so
you
too.
This afternoon around 5:10.
Hey, I look forward to seeing y'all in the gym again someday soon.
I know. Yeah. I keep looking for you.
Yeah, I'm there. We're just there at the wrong time, I guess, a different time.
I know.
Yeah.
I know it.
All right, buddy. Well, it's good to hear your voice.
Y'all.
And folks, if you are interested in sitting down with a financial planner, meeting a great team of people who can help you build that nest egg that'll help you navigate these uncertain times.
Yes.
Troubling times.
Call Brant at 387-0094 and sit down and see how you can start building your nest egg. We'll talk to you again around 5:10.
Brant, just remember, it's okay to not be okay. All right.
That's right.
Okay, man.
That's right.
See you later.
See you guys. Have a great one.
All right.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated, Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Say a little plug here on my Weather Extra tonight on TV. Everybody says, boy, you weather guys have it so easy in the summertime. The forecast is exactly the same every single day. It must be so easy, the forecast in the summer. No, actually, it's very complex, and there's a lot of subtleties in the summer, and we're going to attack that on my Weather Extra tonight at 6 and 10 on the Alabama News Network, CBS 8 and ABC 32 at 6 and 10. Having said that, scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. afternoon and this evening. Not everybody will get one. I know that sounds familiar. With a high today around 90. Very humid tonight. Overnight low 75. Actually, the number of storms is going to be thinning out over the next few days, and it's going to get hotter. 93 tomorrow, mid-90s Saturday, mid to upper 90s on Sunday. Danger range on the heat index, which is 105 or higher, and a few cooling storms here and there. Right now, this morning, 74 degrees and still very humid, 838. Let me talk to you about our friends at Montgomery Paint and Body, and they are our friends. And yes, by the way, they have adapted very well during this pandemic, and they've got this very efficient thing going now where when you call them at 27REC with the W, you can talk to Donnie, you can talk to Brandon, and tell them about your car situation first. You know, give them a heads up on what's going on with your car, and then they can set up an appointment time. It's been very efficient. It's worked very well. And so you can still come in off the street, but, you know, give them a call, 27REC with a W, and tell them what's going on with your vehicle, whether it's an accident or just some sort of boo-boo, an encounter with, let's say, a mailbox or a concrete pole that you did not know was right there and that close, right? They've been around for nearly 40 years, and they've taken care of me for over 30 years. I've been a customer. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Montgomery Paint and Body are the folks that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
I just realized my paddle ball is adjustable.
Oh.
So you can...
See, looky there.
These things are defective.
Remember, and this is not rubber. This is elastic. Because the rubber things would break.
Do you remember the Blazing Saddle paddleball scene? Where the governor's got them.
Yes.
I think we should give Greg the dirty bubble challenge from SpongeBob.
And by the way, did we ever catch anything up here?
Oh, I do not know.
We do not know.
We have no idea.
No clue.
The whereabouts.
Haven't seen anything, though.
All I know is we have some name suggestions coming in on Facebook that are just absolutely
awesome. Well, you know, I think Mark Cumby said the BLTs, and it just occurred to me. Budell, Lynn, Thomas, and
exactly.
Scott.
Exactly. That's what he's
saying. The BLTs. And
yeah.
I love one Tom put out here, three lunatics and a lady.
Are you calling my dog a lunatic?
I know, for real.
I got the dog in there, too.
And we have one called The Morning Ride. So,
well, I mean, cowgirl.
Yeah. You know, there's some good ones. Y'all keep them coming. I'm enjoying looking at these.
And read all about Jesse joining the show. I linked up from, and we thanked the Montgomery Advertiser for that nice set today. Very, very nicely done. Much appreciated. I've only been here 15 years. I'm still waiting for mine.
Shannon will have to get on that.
I think it's time for Trevor.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. They got that accident cleared on the ramp on I-65 southbound down to the West Boulevard. Traffic's moving smoothly there. In Prattville, though, we have a new accident with Tumka Street at Northerington. The road there is blocked. Watch out for emergency vehicles. And elsewhere around the city, we are light to moderate right now. Just a lot of cars on the road. I-65 and 85 moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. The 31s are still fairly active putting cars into the city. Festival Plaza is open for business. Stop by the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor Road at Vaughan, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Support your local food bank with a donation today at hashtag Together Alabama. Now more than ever, people are relying on the help from others. I'm Stuart Vance, reminding everyone we are in this together, Alabama.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 25,000 people have now recovered from the coronavirus. Health officials say 1,110 people were hospitalized as of Wednesday. More than 46,000 cases have now been confirmed across the state. The Alabama Department of Education says 2.5 million facial coverings have now been ordered for Alabama schools. This comes out to around 3 per staff member and 3 per student. The masks are washable and reusable. And Johnson Edward Taylor, the teen charged in the crash that killed Rod and Paula Bramblett last year, has applied for youthful offender status. Judge Jacob Walker has not yet ruled on the application. Police say Taylor was speeding when he rear-ended the Bramblets at an intersection in Auburn last May. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back after a 10-year hiatus, it's Unsolved Mysteries, investigating captivating enigmas such as, how is Rob Kardashian still famous?
90% of the population doesn't know he exists, and yet he's still in the tabloids. What does he do?
We uncover the baffling phenomenon of the attractiveness of Pete Davidson.
I just woke up one day and thought, wow, that tall, gangly Steve Buscemi lookalike is really hot.
And examine the secret behind the Impossible Burger. Is it even possible?
If it's made out of vegetables, how is it bleeding?
So many mysteries in the last 19 years have gone unsolved. Like, what size are Donald Trump's hands? What actually is TikTok? And why do politicians want Cardi B's endorsement? These and many more this summer on Unsolved Mysteries.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
In these uncertain times, businesses have, COVID's forced them to reboot.
Yeah.
Offering new services, I found this electrifying. Now in New York, where you can't go in to get a facial, you can go in and get what they call a butt facial.
Oh?
A what?
Yes, a butt facial.
I'm afraid to ask about that.
The look coming from across the room
I'm afraid to
from
ask.
Joey is yeah. just priceless right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And no, he's not mooning us.
No.
Think about...
he wants to know if...
We've all seen a garden variety of keisters in our time.
Okay.
The butt facials that have become very popular and very quickly in New York include exfoliation.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Every once in a while, your butt needs a good...
Your Abbott? Your Abbott?
Exfoliation, a deep scrub...
A deep scrub.
It's like a microdermabrasion kind of process on the butt skin.
Do they include?
That's a good name for the Washington football team. Though.
The butt skin. There we go. Wait, that's just yeah.
Actually, somebody had said, "Why not name them the Washington Red Tails, after the group from World War II?"
Oh, that's a good... Yeah.
They just have to make sure they have their red pants on all the time.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Pimple removal.
Oh, ooh. Man.
We've all known somebody who's suffered from the heartbreak of butt pimples. And moisturizing. Those are all legal services and do not create the coronavirus threat that working on someone's face does.
Now, you know... They also probably should have included in that article, butt tanning is now a big thing.
I don't want to see tanned keisters. They're supposed to be their regular color.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's part of the fun, isn't it?
Part of the fun?
That's part of the fun. is seeing one shade and then seeing a completely different shade.
Yes. The parts that are hidden are the fun parts. And when you get to see them, they are more exciting when they're...
I like your idea.
Oh, my God. I think
I'm going to open up a butt facial drive-up parlor.
The parts that are hidden are the fun parts.
Yeah.
Quote Greg Budette.
Well, okay.
The parts that are hidden.
But he is against the pimples.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. On that note, at 8:47, here's Jay Scott with a word about a great restaurant.
The segue from there.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Yeah, if you're looking for some fun parts, let me tell you about the Cajun cheese curds that I had yesterday at Seafood Bistro. The fried okra that I had yesterday at the Seafood Bistro. It was fantastic. Some of those cheese curds are still in the fridge, by the way, downstairs. Because it's a massive amount. And that was an appetizer. That was an appetizer.
Yeah.
And I couldn't finish it. So, yeah, check them out. The Seafood Bistro. They are on Perry Hill Road there, 1651 Perry Hill Road. I don't give an address. Nobody's like 16. Nobody's looking at the street when they drive by. They're over there in that shopping center on Perry Hill Road. And open up at 11 a.m. today and every single day. Give them a call at 279-7500 when they open. But you can also go online. You want to get a look at all that great food I just talked about and some of the other items that are on the menu? It's all there at their website. TheSeafoodBistro.com is the name of the website. Go there. Put your order in online. You can have curbside pickup. They opened up 6 more spaces for people to bring food out to the car there in the parking lot. You can go inside, sit down, have a meal if you'd like to do that as well. Or you can get it delivered by using one of the delivery apps on your phone. It's the Seafood Bistro. We'll put up at 11 o'clock today. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Look what you did to the stock market. As soon as you started talking about butt facials, we're now in negative territory by 108
below
points.
Below 26.
Yeah. So.
And I did that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was up before butt facials.
Only one thing I have to say about that.
Sorry.
It's 8:48.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We still have a few cars inbound on the 31s this morning and a little bit of congestion on Norman Bridge Road, Congressman Dickinson and Federal Drive and Taylor Road. Vaughn just a bit busy. Light to moderate traffic on the Boulevard. We've got moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery on I-65 and 85. No accidents right now to pass along to you. Please be safe out there on this Thursday. Right now, you can get a $1,200 bonus on anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Choose your vehicle, save $1,200. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Support your local food bank with a donation today at hashtag TogetherAlabama. Now more than ever, people are relying on the help from others. I'm Stuart Vance, reminding everyone we are in this together, Alabama.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When will things get back to normal? How many times have we heard that lately? While many of our medical heroes and fellow Americans are still battling this tenacious and deadly virus, we keep hoping that things will soon be back to normal. This is Al Crosby with Crosby Electric, and I Googled normal, and the top 4 synonyms given were usual, average, typical, and common.
Wow, not very inspiring, huh? No one ever sat on their deathbed looking around at loved ones with a gleam in their eye exclaiming, man, I live such a life of normal. What if, after this crazy pandemic, we decided to live abnormally? What if we were strangely joyful, exceptionally hardworking, unusually gracious, extremely forgiving? And what if we loved insanely and irrationally? What if? Sound impossible? Remember, friends, Luke 1:7 reminds us, nothing is impossible with God. Say no to normal.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, it's Dr. Tony Fauci, and everyone's asking if the coronavirus is airborne. First of all, what does airborne mean? You can catch it on an airplane? Gee whiz, you think? You're sitting in a giant metal tube fighting over the armrest with God knows who. No, airborne means the virus can travel through the air like the smell of barbecue. Ever walk outside and go, hey, somebody's cooking steak? Yeah, well, don't. Wear a mask like a sane person. You won't be smelling steak. You'll be smelling your own breath. And if you're like me, it smells like garlic and pesto linguine. But that's better than smelling some stranger's steak, because that sauce might not be A1. It could be COVID-19. So wear a mask, people.
Some of these names, suggestions for the three studs and a muffin. Beauty and the Guys. Beauty and the Beasts.
Mm-hmm.
Three old rockers and a country girl. Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's on my Facebook page.
Try to work my dog in there somewhere, too.
We'll come up with a pine fries for the winner on that. It is 8:53, and joining us from... This is somebody you know very well, Jesse.
It is, Randy as Burkhalter. Well as Jay.
Yeah, how y'all doing?
You never taught me. I was up in Ohio, though.
This is true.
Yeah.
Plus,
it would have been a pleasure, I'm sure.
Well, actually, it was before you were born, too.
I bet you were good, Stu. I bet you.
I really was. Yeah, she was good.
He was terrible.
I wasn't a straight-A student, but I was, you know, like, president of the class and stuff.
Jay wasn't a straight-A student, but
he was valedictorian.
Come on.
Oh, you were?
I was, yeah. You'd already gone. I was going to say, class of 17, yeah, exactly.
Maybe you were a straight-A.
I tried very hard. I was at least A's and B's, but I don't know about straight A's. But
I was just going off the fact that you're a little more normal than most straight A's.
Oh.
Regular. You're a regular guy.
Regular. Oh,
well, sort of.
So what would you like to talk about in these uncertain times?
In these trying times.
We've been having a little fun with that messaging today.
Yeah, have no fear. These uncertain times should scare you at all. We're prepared for most anything that comes along. If a person wants to get more self-sustainable, we can help them with that, with seed and chicken, all sort of things. By the way, we're shelling a lot of peas now. We have a pea sheller. I didn't know if I ever...
I don't think I've ever seen one.
What's his name?
What's his name? We have a group of folks in the back shelling peas, watching soap opera. It's a mechanical pea sheller. We do that as a service and provide that as a service. We also have dry hay, which is getting a little hard to find.
Right.
Hay that's been baled dry, kept dry, both round and square. We have that. Odd things that we do. Those things.
Enormous tanks and sprayers for farm equipment.
You know, we sell a lot of sprayers. We really do. They're not necessarily easy to find around. A lot of people don't stock them because they are expensive to have just sitting around. But we have those available and all the parts. And that's where it can be hard to find, is the parts and pieces that go on these things. But I keep a huge amount here.
In addition to stocking everything you need to maintain a great garden or lawn, or to get rid of what you don't want growing, and the best fire ant killer I've ever used. I mean, when they see me coming with that stuff, they don't even call FEMA. They know they're doing
it. Boy, that's a great product. It's easy to use. It's so easy.
Yes.
You just sprinkle it over the top. and
walk away.
That's it. Walk away. There's no.
We need your location and hours, and don't forget to visit Prattville Farm Center on Facebook.
Yes, sir. We're at 1154. That's the South Memorial Drive here in Prattville. That's actually Highway 31, just south of McDonald's on the right-hand side. 7 a.m., 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday. Regular hours this week, for sure.
All right, Randy, thanks. Good to talk to you.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And, again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Working on the menu for your summer staycation? Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up all your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family meal time easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Napa Know How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $50 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
All right, we really didn't do a Morning Maroon thing today because early on we decided Lady Antebellum deserves it.
They deserve it, yes.
So, because they were triggering all kinds of nervous people because the word antebellum, a form of architecture, was apparently causing suicides and all kinds
of terrible, just tragedy.
So they decided to go with Lady A. Except there was already a Lady A, but they announced the name change on the presumption they had an agreement with this blues singer in Seattle.
Not now.
No. They didn't have it in ink, did they?
No. They jumped the gun,
yeah.
And now they've got a $10 million lawsuit for a name change that was designed to not upset black people, but being sued by a black singer. And I hope she wins the $10 million. It's also dumb. There's bigger fish to fry.
Well, I have one more exciting piece of news before we go. So not only are we in the newspaper today, but I just received my official invitation to become a part of the Recording Academy with the Grammys. So just got that email this morning.
That's
so
very cool. That's very cool.
She'll be gone by the end of the week. And what's next?
We'll have a name for the show.
And then I'll